Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode number 28. In a season of big dreams, take time to write small. This is a time to set some big goals for 2016 and think about how you can expand your reach and stretch yourself, and I definitely applaud that and encourage that. But it can also be a time to go small, to use your words to connect to just one or two people at a time. By small, I mean small as in brief, but also small in the sense of intimate. Let me offer a few ideas. You could pull out a note card or some stationery and write a letter. You can open an email and write a note to an old friend. Pen a poem and stick it under someone's windshield wiper. Leave a love note under a pillow. These small, focused writing projects do have some side benefits beyond blessing the recipient. By writing to someone specific, you develop your voice. I mean, you'll be a little more comfortable and relaxed when writing that note or typing that email for someone you know well. You might insert a little joke, tell a longer story, play with a more informal style. You'll probably keep it a little tight and brief. Well, then again, you might be more leisurely depending on who that person is. When you know your audience so well, you know how to tailor your message to them. You'll probably refer to a particular place or event that the two of you know well. This is helping you try on some style and tone that you might not feel so free to experiment with if your piece was intended for a broader audience. We often lose the power of specificity and default to generalities, dropping these delicious details that we would include when recalling a story with a friend. So that is the power of writing small. Brain Pickings highlighted a book called How to Write Letters, an 1876 book by J. Willis Westlake that was intended to be a manual of correspondence showing the correct structure, composition, punctuation, formalities, and uses of the various kinds of letters, notes, and cards. Let these old-fashioned ideas of letter writing inform your writing today. So when you go out to write small, let this be driving what you do. J. Willis Westlake writes, "There is no other kind of writing that possesses for us such a living human interest as letters, for there is no other that comes so near to the private lives of the writers. Though written, as all genuine letters are, for the private eye of one or two familiar friends, and without any thought of their publication, they nevertheless often form the most interesting and imperishable of an author's productions. In other productions, there is the restraint induced by the feeling that 1,000 eyes are peering over the writer's shoulder and scrutinizing every word, while letters are written when the mind is, as it were, in dressing gown and slippers, free, natural, active, perfectly at home, and with all the fountains of fancy, wit, and sentiment in full play." That's the power of writing small. You have this sense of being free, natural, and active. Your mind is perfectly at home with all the fountains of fancy, wit, and sentiment in full play. It's fun, it's freeing, it's playful. This writing can be a gift to people, it can be a gift to you as a kind of writing practice that offers freedom. Give these people your best work, and you'll be giving yourself a good gift as well. If you actually do this, if you write the letter, put a stamp on it, and stick it in the mail, or if you send that email out, man, that would make my day, and I would love to hear about it. Would you let me know? You could tag me on Twitter and just let me know, hey, Ann, I did it. I wrote small. Or you could go over to my website, annkroker.com, and search for number 28, and you'll find this podcast and its show notes. And you could drop a little note in the comments there. I want you to make progress toward your writing goals and have fun in the process. So everywhere we meet, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive.